Success in business isn't about being the smartest person in the room. It's about knowing more about the people in that room than anyone else does. Consider this. While most salespeople struggle to remember a client's name, one envelope manufacturer created a system so detailed it tracks everything from a customer's favorite drink to their daughter's gymnastics schedule. The result? His sales team earns double the industry average. This isn't manipulation. It's the difference between transactional thinking and relationship mastery. In a world where products are increasingly commoditized and competition grows fiercer by the day, your competitive advantage doesn't live in your product catalog. It lives in a filing cabinet containing 66 questions about each person you hope to do business with. The Mackay 66 customer profile system sounds excessive until you see it work. 66 questions covering everything from business basics to personal passions, family names, hobbies, vacation preferences, even drinking habits. One salesperson pursued a Chicago purchasing agent for 3 years without success, then discovered her passion for wrestling. That single piece of information eventually unlocked a deal after 6 years of patient relationship building. Another overheard a buyer mention her daughter's gymnastics meet, attended it, and landed a major contract shortly after. This isn't about collecting data for data's sake. It's recognizing a fundamental truth. Customers don't just want products. They want recognition, respect, reliability, and genuine human connection. When meeting Fidel Castro as part of the first business delegation to post-revolution Cuba, pre-meeting research revealed Castro's interests in baseball and physical fitness. That knowledge immediately transcended political differences and created authentic connection. In today's digital age, a simple Google search before any meeting can reveal conversation topics that genuinely interest your prospects. The person with the most information doesn't just have an advantage, they usually win. Your competitors are selling envelopes or widgets or services. You're building relationships that happen to involve those things. An uncomfortable truth? It's not what your product is worth. It's what people think it's worth. Designer water bottles hydrate no better than cheaper alternatives, yet consumers pay premiums because perceived value trumps actual utility. When General Motors launched Saturn, they made all announcements from Detroit and let customers come to them. This created such powerful perceived exclusivity that buyers traveled across states to purchase one. Meanwhile, the Gurmezians desperately traveled pitching their mega mall concept to various cities, inadvertently destroying its perceived value with every rejection. The private club technique demonstrates this brilliantly. Transform ordinary high-end restaurants into seemingly exclusive clubs through orchestration. Personal calls to management, arranged greetings by name, premium seating, prearranged payment, eliminating all ordinary transaction elements, creates an experience appearing far more exclusive than its actual cost. In capitalism, everything is essentially a commodity whose value is largely determined by perception. People desire what appears scarce or difficult to obtain, assigning higher value to items others covet. Walking away is your most powerful negotiation tool. When a Chicago hotel deal came with a 24-hour deadline, walking away secured significantly better terms the next day, including a Forbes 400 Financial Angels guarantee. Deals rarely worsen when you walk. The Calling Mr. Otis car dealership scam exploits emotional investment. You're already in the car. You've told friends about your shrewd deal. The salesperson disappears to consult a fictional manager, returns claiming the deal won't work, and retrades up to competitors' original prices. Why don't people walk? Emotion has replaced rational thinking. Other powerful tactics: smile and say no relentlessly. The longer they keep you waiting, the more they want a deal. Everything's negotiable. If AT&T can be disassembled and sold in pieces, any deal can be made. Most importantly, avoid emotional decisions. Despite pressure to commit $250,000 at a grand international basketball league launch event, saying no saved that amount when the league folded after one season. Make decisions with your heart, and you'll end up with heart disease. The greatest managerial mistake is restricting people's freedom. Great managers provide goals, resources, and leadership, but never excessive roles. Gardner Simons, former Tenneco chairman, identified four steps to business success: find capital, find a favorable environment, hire key people, and most importantly, know when to get out of their way. Pat Fallon runs his advertising agency with maximum personal freedom, creating an environment where creative minds flourish. This doesn't mean abandoning structure. Little things don't mean a lot, they mean everything. A successful business needs fewer mistakes than competitors, not perfection. Lou Holtz demonstrated this at Notre Dame by personally inspecting his players' appearance before games, straightening ties without a word. Leadership by example shows that details matter. Most organizations need complementary leadership talents: the charismatic rainmaker who brings in business and the detail-oriented operator who maintains operations. When Lou Glucksman drove out Pete Peterson at Lehman Brothers, the century-old firm collapsed within a year. Outstanding managers also create environments where bad news travels quickly, establishing channels where employees and customers approach them directly. The most valuable business intelligence comes from immediate, unfiltered feedback, which is why walking your plant daily isn't optional. Most business books obsess over customers while ignoring competition. Maintain detailed profiles on every significant rival covering 12 areas: company basics, geographic reach, financials, pricing, people, positioning, plans, supplier performance, reputation, intelligence sources, target accounts, and action plans. Dedicate half a day weekly gathering input from marketing, sales managers, and salespeople to reveal competitor weaknesses while developing strategy. Don't be intimidated by reputation. GM and IBM dominated for years despite critical weaknesses, while competitors scavenged crumbs. Real competition emerged from unexpected sources: Japanese manufacturers exposing GM's vulnerabilities, and Microsoft shaking IBM because they weren't paralyzed by incumbents' mythical reputations. Competitive intelligence extends to positioning yourself strategically. Never cold call tough prospects. Get introduced through mutual connections, or build recognition through speaking and writing. Research thoroughly using annual reports, databases, even reconnaissance at local watering holes. The signature technique: request exactly 300 seconds of a prospect's time, promising charity donations if you run over. Position yourself as a strong number two. The law of large numbers guarantees some number ones will eventually fall. Persistence in maintaining enough second place positions ensures eventual success. Determination, demonstrated through action, separates success from failure. A father fought 18 years to free Leonard Hankins, wrongfully imprisoned for murder, persisting through governors and bureaucracy until Hankins walked free in 1951. When hit by a truck while rushing to file a story, he still submitted his scoop before seeking medical help. Gary Player, despite being 5'6 with health issues, won major tournaments across three decades through unwavering focus. Peter Ueberroth made the Olympics profitable for the first time, $215 million. Kurt Carlson built a $4 billion empire selling premium stamps during the Depression. While 90% claimed determination, only 10% demonstrated consistently. For thousands of years, the four-minute miles seemed impossible until Roger Bannister broke it. Within a year, 37 others did too. The next year, 300 achieved it. Nothing changed but attitudes. Like the stonecutter whose 100th blow splits the rock, success comes from persistence, others the stake for futility. In business, sharks survive not by being biggest, but by being most adaptable and aware. You now possess the intelligence that separates predators from prey. Relationships trump transactions. Perception shapes reality. Walking away creates value. Freedom and structure partner together. And determination is the only sustainable competitive advantage. The sharks are already circling. Your McKay 66 awaits its first entry. Your next negotiation demands the courage to walk away. Your employees need freedom to flourish, and your goals need persistence that looks foolish until it looks brilliant. Somewhere out there, someone with less talent but more determination is already swimming past you.